This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the roof. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're all so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of sanity. At least I believe it is. Here on the real side, always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you are spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And please be involved in the conversation. I don't care what it is you're doing. I don't care whether it's this conversation, somebody else's. You've got to know what's going on. You have to know what the other side thinks to be able to deal with them. And yes, you have to deal with them. I know some of you don't like that harsh language. I don't know what harsh language you're talking about. Please. You know, don't be one of those people that shaves your legs. You know what I'm saying? One of those, anyway, you had to be here earlier to understand that one. But again, always, always, always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. If you head up to the website, I want your email address. I do. You know why? Because it just helps me so much. I send out an email every week. I let you know what we're going to be talking about, the guests we're going to have on. I also want you to interact with me, too. I want you to send me to joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Send me an email. You know, if you've got a topic, a guest, or something you want me to take on, I am more than happy to look into it. Seriously. I don't do all the Agenda 21 stuff. I don't do all the stuff I find a little off. We used to have a guy to call the show on a regular basis. That was, I won't tell you what area he came from. But I definitely feel like he was wearing an aluminum hat of some kind. And the reason I say that is he always used to, I mean, you could tell, the guy had a distinctive voice. And you could always tell that it was him calling. And he always used a different name, different city, different place. Because he thought by doing that, he was going to throw off the NSA who was looking for him. That kind of thing. So I always thought that was kind of funny. But if you send me stories, I'm seriously, I'll look at them. I'll take an honest look at them and see what I can do with them. All right, the students are told, and again, I love doing social stories. I think there's so many distractions going on around us. I think that if we would stop playing these games and we would teach our young kids how to act, what to do, how to be strong, like that young man we talked about the other day, the football player, who decided not to be a coward like his teammates and hang out in the locker room, but to actually come out and stand during the anthem. He's not the only kid out there. You're not the only young man out there that will do that if you will take the time to work with your children. Students were told that the term be a man represents toxic masculinity. Yes, so now to be masculine is toxic. Come on, think about that. Now, the lesson made it seem like masculinity was an unacceptable human trait. Gettysburg College freshman James Goodman began his first moments of higher education by being lectured by campus leaders about toxic masculinity. Now, students who identify as male were shown a docudrama. Well, that sounds a little lopsided, don't you think? They were shown a docudrama film about masculinity. The film, titled The Mask You Live In, was part of the lesson warning students that the notion of masculinity comes with harmful side effects. Wow, really? Like wanting to take care of your family? Like wanting to take care of your kids? According to the trailer of the film, it teaches the three most destructive words a boy can hear growing up is, be a man. Why? Why is that so destructive? Experts quoted therein also suggested that the violent outbursts are prompted by masculinity pressures because respect is linked to violence. On what planet does that happen? See, this is what the left sells you, and you buy it. You send your kids to these schools. You allow them to go there after this happens. You don't, you know, let's do real protests. Let's show them how to protest. You know how you protest? You hold back the money. That's how you protest. It's really that simple. Think about this. The notion of masculinity comes with harmful side effects. And that being pressured to be manly is linked to violence? I don't think so. See, I was always taught that even though you had the power or you were strong or didn't mean you had to use it, didn't mean you had to do it. So I guess being masculine means you have to be violent. If that's what you believe, if that's what you were taught, then your parents were wrong. Dead wrong. I don't know any of the people I hang around with. Those parents are teaching their kids that to be masculine, you have to know how to fight. You have to know how to beat somebody up. Yeah, you do protect your family. Yeah, you do protect your things. And that's okay. And if you have to be physical about it from time to time, you do it. This stuff just makes me nuts. They really buy into a culture that doesn't value what we feminize. God, says scholar Dr. Niobe Way in the trailer, continues that people of both genders will go crazy under the construct. So I guess if we have any absolutes, and this is one of the chapters in the book. If we have any absolutes when it comes to gender, it makes people nuts. Which is really funny because I see just the opposite side. I think all this gender fluidity, I think where you change gender from hour to hour, moment to moment, day to day, and you don't know whether you're male, female, or maybe a mix of the two, or, you know, I could go through all 76 different designations of what genders are. And there aren't, ultimately what it boils down to, they should start the page off with these are all optional because there really aren't any genders. Because that's what they're shooting for. So think about how you deconstruct society. So we're going to have no genders, right? And so we don't know what you are. And, you know, by saying that boys should play with trucks and girls should play with dolls, which I never understood, because my girls played with trucks. And isn't a G.I. Joe a doll? I don't know. Anyway. So I don't get it. I don't get how this hurts children. We'll do more on this on the other side of the break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Don't go far. You don't want to miss this. A lot of fun for me. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Back to the music in a minute, but first I've got a special free giveaway. I've got 100 free trials of the Belly Flattening Breakthrough Newbiotics here, and I've been authorized to give them away to the station's first 100 callers right now. So if you want to see what you'd look like with a flatter belly, call now. Don't even wait till I stop talking. Only one free trial per caller, though. Don't be greedy. Okay, here's the number. 1-800-983-5628. I'm guessing it works pretty fast because it says here that if your belly flattening results are too dramatic, you're supposed to reduce use to every other day. And it looks like it's made from natural ingredients, too. Scientifically formulated to cleanse pounds of toxic sludge from your body. Okay, this is it. If you want a flatter belly, be one of the first 100 callers right now to claim one of these free trials. 1-800-983-5628. If lines are busy, try again. 1-800-983-5628. Call now for details. 1-800-983-5628.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
106 miles to Chicago. We got a full tank of gas, half a pack of cigarettes. It's dark, and we're wearing sunglasses. Hit it.
Listen to The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you on board with me, and I do appreciate the time you spend with me on the air, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's just jump right to the phone, and let's grab, we've got Tom out of Baltimore on with us. Tom, thanks for calling.
Sir, I'm new to listening to your show.
I thought you did
something funny. Your board op knew why I called. He said, Tom, the angry black man is done. I know you wanted to talk to him, but you still want to talk to Joe? I said, yeah, sure, yeah, okay. I mean, he's not my first choice, but yeah.
Whoa. that's cool. That's cool. Hey. No, go ahead. We got a question, comment? You want to talk about something?
Like I said, I'm new to listening to you. I just stumbled upon your show.
Okay.
And I appreciate the fact that you bring on some excellent guests. And I love my brother from another mother. Listen, I've been angry in Baltimore for a long time myself, and it's great to hear from another Baltimorean who thinks sensibly, reasonably, and rationally. This is an important election, and far too many radio pundits here in Baltimore seem blind to the fact that you've got one candidate in Hillary Clinton who has proven herself all the way back to Watergate to be what we do not want. You know, Donald Trump, the media describes him as having unusual brash behavior. This is the mainstream media, of course, and they label him that way, but it's simply the unpolished, non-politician words and actions they're not used to hearing from someone running for high office. And the polished, he's not. Neither is a wrecking ball that knocks down the blighted, rotted, dangerous building that could injure someone. And chemotherapy, by the way, is sometimes pretty rough on the stomach. And Trump is at times as well. But we need, I think, as a country, a little bit of both. I think we need a wrecking ball to take out a lot of the criminality in politics. And, boy, is there plenty of criminality to go around. And we need that chemotherapy to destroy what's left over that's metastasized, like the federal government getting into everything that it shouldn't, all those federal agencies that are eating into your substance in the states. State sovereignty is lost. And, you know, with Hillary Clinton, we know from her past history what we're going to get. And it's exactly, again, what we don't need. We don't need someone to betray our country over and over again. We don't need someone to steal from it again. And we certainly don't need someone to fundamentally change, where we heard that, our constitutional republic. And we know we will get all these horrible things with Hillary. We pray with Trump we get something different. I think he's our best bet to save this republic.
Listen, I got news for you. I think anybody at this point that isn't a politico, that has their own money, that's really willing to get in there and fight for us, is better than what we have now. Tom, do you live in the Baltimore area?
I did. I worked there for my entire career. I live in the suburbs now of Baltimore.
Now, let me ask you, one of the things I always ask Corey, because he's in that area, is why is it that you've got an area like that? And again, I mean, to Trump's credit, he said you've been voting this way for 60 years. It hasn't helped you. Why not change? I mean, is that Baltimore area so corrupt that they can't change, or the people are afraid to make a change? Why don't they change their circumstances?
People have been lulled into believing that the Democrats are for the poor people. And listen, my family was poor. I'm only second generation American myself. I worked for the city of Baltimore, and that was a long held belief by many people. But when you really start taking a hard look at the issues and what's going on, well, what you're going to find is both parties are quite corrupt. Criminality, like I said, runs the gamut with both parties. However, if you've got a candidate who's not part of that political class, forget about what he's done in the business world. Again, I don't see anything that he's done that compares with the criminality of the Clintons. Mm-hmm. And by the way, speaking of both parties being corrupt, one reason to answer your question as to why things haven't changed and why a lot of things haven't come out is this incestuous relationship that's been going on with the Clintons, the Bushes, Obama, HUD. Housing and Urban Development has been used as a slush fund. So has the Social Security Fund. They've been robbing us blind. We don't have an honest money system. We've got federal agencies that should not exist. The Department of Energy, the Department of Agriculture, the Department of Education, the BATF. I could go on and on. These are not constitutional agencies. They're unlawful. They should not exist. The DEA, look at the corruption there. We spend $40 billion a year. I spent a career fighting a lot of drug issues in the city. I was a police officer. And it didn't take me long to figure out, and a lot of us to figure out, wait a minute, this is not a winning battle, and it's a battle that we really should not be fighting. We don't have any right to tell people what to put in their bodies any more than we have a right to tell them what to eat for lunch. That is the hard truth of the matter.
I agree with you. Tom, thanks for calling the show. I appreciate it. Keep listening.
Sure thing.
I always appreciate the interaction. You know, again, I grew up in Boston. I grew up in the inner city of Boston. You guys all know the story. I've told you a dozen times. And I look at the corruption that took place even back then. I look at the corruption, the same people in office time after time after time. And, you know, he said that he used to be a police officer. I don't know why he stopped, but yeah, I have family members that used to be police officers. So I'm a little slow to jump on the bandwagon that all cops are bad. And even if I didn't have relatives that were police officers, I would never jump on the bandwagon that all cops are bad, because it's just not true. When you have almost 800,000 police officers in this country, and you look at the interactions that they have, and you see what happens that end up being deadly, I'm sorry. We do not have a police epidemic. Get over yourselves. All right? And anyway, I was on, and I took the call because, you know, he was kind enough to hang on hold, and he wanted to talk to Corey. Maybe he'll call back next week, and he can talk to Corey then. But we were talking about Gettysburg College freshmen, who are being told that to be a man, if you're told to be a man, it's toxic. That kind of masculinity talk is toxic. And that it promotes violence. Now, I don't know what planet this has happened on. But since when does simply being a man promote violence? I'm just asking. I'm trying to figure this out. Now, you see, the story goes on to say that they really buy into a culture that doesn't value what we feminize. Why do we have to feminize anything? I mean, you get mad at us for feminizing hurricanes. You don't like what we call ships she. You guys can't, this is what I'm saying. You want to talk about confusion? Want to talk about not having any value? You can't make up your mind, is what you want. All right, I'll finish this one up on the other side of the break, I promise. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Liberty Health Share. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandate slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty Health Share gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your healthcare needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Piedmont Attorney Spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarity is a 43-year-old company has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pure Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
We are back. You're listening to The Real Side. Always appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Oh, you know, maybe we should call this hour Get in Touch with Your Feminine Side Hour or something. No? Okay. Anyway, seriously, I know some of you hate when I do stories like this, but look, let's be real about it. This is what your kids are being exposed to. You have got to pay attention to this stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? I mean, seriously. Because if your kids are going to the school, your cousins, your nieces, nephews, you need to get on it. Tell your sister, don't send them there. Now, this one Dr. Niobe Way, she thinks that they really, that we should buy more into the value, or buy more into certain items and topics that have been feminized. But then again, you guys don't want male and female, so I don't even understand. I don't think you know what you want, which makes it hard for us to figure it out. We can't even come up with a compromise of some kind. Psychiatrist Dr. James Gilligan, wow, added whether it's homicidal violence or suicidal violence, people resort to such desperate behavior only when they are feeling shamed or humiliated or feel they would be if they didn't prove that they were real men. What a bunch of malarkey. Seriously, no kidding. Right? How do you even parse this? Right? I mean, come on, think about this. So let me see. So it's either homicidal violence or suicidal violence, and people get desperate. I mean, do we no longer have self discipline? Right? Do we no longer teach our children, talk to our children, work with our children from a young age to learn how to control themselves? Anger doesn't have to end in violence. Anger doesn't have to end in homicide. or suicide for that matter. I mean, that, sure, they come with despair because you haven't taught your kids about hope. You haven't taught your kids how to push through. Like I always say, I call this a speed bump society. Right? We are raising a speed bump generation. They can't get over a speed bump. It makes them crazy. They don't know what to do. Anyway. As he makes the comments, headlines reporting on suicides and murder-suicides flash on the screen. Other headlines that peppered the trailer. Now, we're talking about a teacher that was doing a class to the new kids coming into the college. Talking about, let me see, the class is called, or I'm sorry, the trailer of the movie was called The Mask You Live In. So think about that. So the other headlines that peppered the trailer apparently linked shooting massacres to masculinity. Images include stories about the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting, in which a 20-year-old Adam Lanza fatally shot 20 children, 6 staff members, and the shooting in Aurora, Colorado, in which James Holmes, another male, killed 12. Oh, my God. So apparently men are the reason everything's so wrong in the world. Finally. I know. I'll admit to it. We're all screwed up, and you women are all right all the time. Just nuts. We're in a culture that your kids go to this school. Some of your kids go to this college. And this is not the only college teaching this garbage. We're in a culture that doesn't value caring. The Mask You Live In trailer warns, noting American society pushes a hyper-masculine narrative. That's right. Men can't cry. Right? Men can't be soft. Men can't hug. They don't do stuff like that because then they're not men. Never heard that. I come from an Italian family. The men are squishy. They cry. They sob. It's disgusting. Don't look at me like that. This is a false narrative. This is the same garbage you're seeing today about Trump and Hillary and all this other stuff. They figure if they can shove it down your throats, they get your kids when they're young. This is why you have to watch out for your children. You have to take care of your children. This is just nuts. Gettysburg College freshman James Goodman told a local news source, following the film, the group of students engaged in a small discussion about how the film made them feel. We don't want them to feel bad. This is unreal. Anyway, small discussion about how the film made them feel. Additionally, the student moderators attempted to tie Sandy Hook and the Aurora shooting into being a result of toxic masculinity. Moreover, it was expressed during the group's discussion that video games and movies make us violent, and that kids are becoming violent because they can't talk about their feelings. No, kids are becoming violent because those blankety-blank video games desensitize them to violence, male and female. If you don't think... Look, I'll show you how untruthful you're being. If you don't think girls are violent, if you don't think women are violent, head up to YouTube. Right? And just Google women beating women, girls beating girls. Most of those violent things you see going on in school grounds, you know, the 15 minute of fame stuff, what is it? It's girls beating on girls, girls yanking girls' hair around, girls kicking and scratching and biting each other. I'll give you 100, 200, 300 posts. Is that what you want? That will make you believe that? Look, if the kids, young people, movies, things they see on TV, things they see on the computers to them are more real than what they're learning in school. So when they see all this violence, think about a video game. You do all this bang, bang, shoot 'em up, killing on a video game, and then you hit the reset button. All your lives come back, and you're back at it. Your best friend's there, ready to start shooting it up again. You know what I mean? Then we went back to the classroom where we talked about what we look for in a good male friend, he said. The next activity asked the male students to put green, yellow, or red dot stickers on pictures of various popular culture images. The green dot was intended to symbolize something good and acceptable. Yellow was more moderate, and red was completely inappropriate and unacceptable. The students were given choices as to Barney Stinson... Such as Barney... Who's Barney Stinson? misogynistic character from the How I Met Your Mother television show, the Grand Theft Auto, among others. Now let's just talk about this. Barney Stinson. How I Met Your Mother. Isn't he the guy that he's out trying to get everything? You don't know, do you? He's a character. Yeah, he's out trying to nail anything with a heartbeat. Okay, and I'll get the facts in a second here. That's the one, right? And it's actually played by a gay guy.
Yes.
See, I know a little bit.
Neil Patrick Harris
plays him. And here's a guy that all right, so he's out trying to make it with every woman he sees at the bar, at school, at work, or what have you. Because all men are like that. So isn't it funny how Hollywood, through the movies and the shows and what have you, they're trying to paint what men are and aren't. And we're supposed to buy that or not buy that. Then you want to jump from that to video games. Grand Theft Auto. Because a Grand Theft Auto, I mean, no, seriously, that's a real depiction of what men want. Men want to steal cars, right? They want to run around and kill people. And then they want to have sex with hookers right after they're done delivering the car to wherever they stole it. Whoever they stole it for. That's really what life is all about. Don't you guys know that? The rest of us are just idiots. The entire movie and lesson made it seem like masculinity was an unacceptable human trait. That's wrong. That it's something males should avoid. It was completely pointless. It did nothing to help anyone. He said, I got absolutely nothing out of the experience other than a headache. Now, feminists will crawl all over this guy and tell him it's because he wasn't willing to drop his male pride, to drop his masculinity. No! Ladies, there's a difference between the two for a reason. We can't all be the same. And you know what? We're not all the same. No matter how much you want to say it, you want to believe it, we are not all the same. We have different traits. Even males from within, I mean, even the male world, we all have different traits as to how we handle stuff. And that's a good thing. You want to make everybody like, they're just because everybody's the same doesn't mean everybody's equal. You can look the same. You can have the same haircut. You can wear the same lipstick or not. It doesn't make you the same. This is also UC Merced in Dartmouth has the same classes. What's that tell you? I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
Has neck, back, or shoulder pain got you down? Go to sunshine-pillows.com and get soothing comfort, support, and pain relief fast. Their microwavable heat therapy pillows and wraps treat neck and shoulder pain, reduce stress, and relax the soul. An ergonomic pillow from Sunshine Pillow supports your head and neck on long trips or when simply resting at home. Be good to yourself. Visit sunshine-pillows.com. Sunshine-pillows.com.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria, and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
Are you one of the millions of Americans who suffer from digestive issues like heartburn, acid reflux, IBS, and constipation? Probimune is your answer. Probimune is a brand new probiotic that has been scientifically proven to deliver high quantities of viable good bacteria to your gut to boost your digestive system and improve your overall health. This unique, powerful blend of probiotic strains, coupled with our industry-leading proprietary fermentation process, delivers a maximized bacterial colonization to the gut that no other probiotic can match. Start improving your health today. Visit younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024. Use coupon code DIGEST to receive 15% off first-time orders. Maintaining digestive health is crucial to the body's overall well-being. Don't suffer from negative effects of poor digestion any longer. Order today. Younghealth.com or call 800-396-9024.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
I say this calls for action, and now, nip it in the bud.
We are back. Hopefully you are, too. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You'll listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563, 855-REAL-JOE. And I'll take your calls. We are, I know, I don't want to hang out here this long, but I got to tell you what. My wife saw it. She goes, boy, that really tinged you. Yeah, it really did tinge me. I'm tired of this. And again, not that they all do it, but I'm tired of this. We've been through years I'm watching how the man is the doofus on, I think it started with Married with Children when it really got hot. And then, what was it, The Simpsons and all that. We can't do anything unless there's a woman standing next to us, ready to wipe our butt or correct us or show us what to do or where the bedroom is or where the bathroom is or how to get to the kitchen and find our way to the car. That's what Hollywood would have you believe. Those are the shows that are doing well. And you let it happen. I'm serious. I'm not joking. You guys let it happen. We let it happen. And now you have these college classes talking about how bad masculinity is. You shouldn't call people male and female, man and women. You shouldn't do that. Because there's absolutely no differences between us, right? How asinine is this? Come on. And then you've got psychiatry. You know, I called him, forgive me, if I'm insulting you, really, seriously, forgive me, because I don't mean it the way it's going to come out, but I call you guys all psychobabblists. Because, look, it's not an exact science. And, yes, there's some foundational beliefs. But I can bring on psychobabblists from both sides of the issue. Is masculinity good? Is it bad? Is femininity better? Or is it not? And don't tell me that no, that's not what we mean, because it's exactly what you're saying. You want males to drop their masculinity and get in touch with their feminine side, to learn how to look at things from a feminine point of view. What does that fix? You're telling us we have to do it your way because your way's better, and you call out the Sandy Hook Elementary School shooting and the Aurora, Colorado shooting at the theater because it was done by males? It shows you how violent and nasty males are? We're in a culture that doesn't value caring. The mask you live in warns American society that if we keep pushing hypermasculinity, it's just going to get worse. I don't understand. I don't even know what hypermasculinity is. Because we tell people, be a man. Because we want little boys to grow up being men. Understand what it's like to be a man. Understand what it's like to take care of your family. Understand what it's like to take care of business, if you would. You know, whether you want to admit to it or not, there are differences between male and female. You know, some of you out there that are livid. You're bi everything. And you don't want male and female. Get over yourselves. It's there. You're not going to change it. You can give it different names. It's still the same. Now, Gettysburg College freshman James... What's his name? Yeah, see, I love when it does that to me. Here we go. The masculinity lesson was one part of a much larger series. Now, remember I told you before we went to break, this is going on at other colleges. It's going on at Dartmouth University. It's going on at UC Merced. And there's a whole series of these educational events going on at Gettysburg College. The Gettysburg College website states that these discussions focused on important aspects of becoming a successful member of the Gettysburg College community. So, in other words, if you want to be a successful member of the community, you have to give up your masculinity, apparently. I don't know. Other sessions involved informing students of various conduct policies and campus life programs. That's cool. Upperclassmen who volunteered to assist with orientation, performance skits, and monologues for the first-year students. A portion of these involved performances by the Diversity Peer Education that touched upon diversity and inclusion topics related to the student experience. Goodman said that skit topics included microaggressions. Well, there's that word again. Gender identity, and the Confederate flag. Very, very, very important things in society today. The Can't Tell the College Fix that the purpose of the orientation was to introduce incoming students to topics and issues facing college students today. Right? It's only because you want them to be faced with being too masculine, being petrified of the Confederate flag, being totally confused as to what gender they are, and that anything that makes you feel even the least bit uncomfortable is a microaggression that shouldn't be done. See, I wonder what they would call me. You know, if I'm sitting there, I'll just keep my mouth shut. They can call me all kinds of names. And I wouldn't say anything. I mean, what would they think of me? Wouldn't have a clue. The workshops are also intended to relay expectations, rights, and responsibilities as described in our student handbook. You also want to make sure they understand federal guidelines about safety on college campus. Teams of faculty, administrators, and students all facilitate the session. You know, because we have too many men in society. Maybe we start weaning out the men, or maybe we should just we just do away with a whole bunch of them. What do you think? Right? We don't need that many men. Population starts to get low. You women can just start pumping out kids again, right? What's the big deal? Maybe we can clone them. Just put a factory together. We turn up. No. This is so stupid. It's like they do at cattle farms. Yeah, there you go. Like they do at a cattle farm, right? But I mean, seriously, masculinity is bad. Why? Because it causes things like, the Sandy Hook killings. Right?
That's not masculinity. It's insanity.
It is insanity. It has nothing to do with masculinity. But you are sending your kids. Your tax dollars are going to these kind of things. And don't tell me they're not. Some of the schools are private. You're saying, no, they're not. No, no. It's that has nothing to do with it. Even private schools get federal grants. Even private schools get money from the feds for certain things. So if you're sitting there thinking, no, 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 my money ain't going to that, you would be wrong. Not kind of wrong, you would be very wrong. And to go hand in hand with that, is a transgender, this is at the University of Missouri, the transgender activists attack a free speech rally defending professor who won't say the. I thought that was German, you know, on the. Yeah, anyway. The students at the University of Toronto say that their student government is fabricating hate crimes while ignoring attacks made on free speech advocates at an event last week. Now, the student government accused supporters of a UT psychology professor now under fire for his public comments dismissing genderless pronouns. They're saying that he is assaulting transgender students. Think about this. He is assaulting transgender students at a rally because he won't use their proper pronouns. At least a dozen videos from a free speech rally supporting Professor Jordan Peterson shows protesters shoving free speech supporters, drowning out demonstrators with white noise, and hitting a conservative news crew. Actually hitting them.
Isn't that assault?
Yeah, see, that would be more assault to me than just refusing to call you something. Tuesday's rally was marred by bigotry and violence, and police knew of and saw trans folks being assaulted and did nothing. Sure. Let me see. Can you see the police walking in and going, you need to call this person Z. I'm not going to do it. What are you going to do? Going to grab him by the throat? Wonder what the cops do. Grab the tongue and start whipping the tongue around? Make him say Z? What exactly would they say? Arrest them for not using the term Z? What do you think? And they were assaulted. They were assaulted because we wouldn't use the letters or the words, but they're not assaulted. But the news crew that was physically assaulted, nothing was done about. This is intolerable. You know, the university has done nothing to ensure that all students are safe on campus. The statement continued claiming black and trans students were forced to endure violence, hate speech, threats, and hateful and racist remarks. It's unacceptable for the campus police to fail in their responsibility to keep students safe. So this is why I keep telling you, you're allowing them to dictate, to tell you what these words mean, right? What violence means, what hate means, what's hate speech. So the professor talks to these people, he sits down with them, and because he won't use the terminologies that they want, he's assaulting them. What do you think about that? Now, the Ontario Human Rights Commission in 2014 came up with a new policy document saying that gender identity is each person's internal and individual experience of gender. It is their sense of being a woman, a man, both, neither. Now think about if you're into Mother Nature. Forget God for a moment, although I never will, but forget God for a moment. So what you're saying is Mother Nature is so confused that it doesn't know whether you're male, female, neither, both. How in God's creation you both? Or anywhere else along the gender spectrum, maybe you need to have a different identifier. Maybe you need to have, you know, we're there. We're up on time. Because I was going to get rude, but I guess I won't. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. Lots coming up in the next hour. I got more of these crazy stories coming up in the next hour. There's word out now that John Kerry actually threatened Ecuador with an attack if they didn't shut down Assange. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side on GCN Live. We'll be right back.